In a minute.
Excuse me, miss.
In a minute.
Can I at least get a menu here?
No, I wouldn't want to get your hopes up. Come on. Just put it on a plate. I'll pick the hairs out of it.
God, you look swamped. I'm sorry I'm late.
Well, don't apologize to me. Apologize to all the people I've been taking it out on.
Well, just let me get my coat off.
All right, Walter, what's it going to be?
It's unbelievable, Roseanne. I just sold a television set that lets you watch two channels at once. Yeah, so you can watch what you're watching and you can watch what you're missing at the same time. Yeah, but what you're really missing is life, Roseanne, because life doesn't fit...
You're getting soup. I hate it when his mommy don't pack his lunch. Oh, what? Damn it.
What?
Oh, I threw out my back again.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, this is just getting ridiculous. How am I supposed to work when this keeps happening all the time?
Oh, honey,
let me just sit down for a minute.
Miss!
Look, you sit right here. I'll get that.
Miss, you got any steak sauce?
Yeah. It's, on the other side of the counter there. Do you mind going and getting it yourself? I can't bend over too good.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of doctors, you know, and they prescribe these pills, but they just don't do anything.
Excuse me, miss, can I get my cake and coffee, please?
Yeah, do you mind getting it yourself? Because I can't really reach up too good. Cut yourself a great big slab of it. Walter, your soup's up.
Got it.
Walter, honey, will you take those French fries and drop them off to this guy over there in the red? Thanks a lot. You want some more coffee?
Sure.
Do you mind, since you're out, pouring her another cup?
Well, the pot's almost empty.
Oh, well, yeah, there's some filters right on the shelf right there.
Roseanne, what are you doing?
Well, you know, it's taken me a while, Bonnie, but I do believe I'm finally getting the hang of this job.
Mrs. Connor, the doctor will be here in a minute.
Thank you, Deanne.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what'd he say?
Well, he said, put your clothes on, I'm done. You know, like any man.
No, Dr. Dixon will be able to help you.
Why?
Because he's the best. He helped me so much when I hurt my back on the force.
And you have a crush on him.
I do not.
Well, I hope he can do something, because it's just not going to do for me to lay in bed every time this happens anymore.
I thought the girls were taking care of you.
No, they're sick of me. The next time I ask for a pillow, they're going to come in there and brick up my whole bedroom.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Mrs. Connor. Jackie!
Hi, Dr. Dixon.
How's the back?
Oh, it's okay. It acts up every once in a while.
Since when?
Since, shut up.
Well, maybe you should make an appointment.
Thanks, that'd be fun.
Now, Mrs. Connor, your x-rays show no spinal damage or abnormality.
Which means it's a muscular problem, and I should try diet and exercise and maybe even hot baths, and you're gonna prescribe these little blue pills that don't do anything.
Well, I guess that just leaves the small matter of my fee.
So you can't do anything either?
Well, there is a surgical procedure that would give you some relief.
No, thanks.
Well, wait a minute. You haven't even heard what it is yet.
I'm talking about a breast reduction.
Oh, yikes.
Are you sure you're not reading the wrong side of the x-rays?
You have bra strap pain, right?
Yeah.
And most of your problems are in the upper back and shoulders.
Yeah.
So your back is continually compensating for your front, which is,
huge.
You see, if you reduce the weight of your breasts, your posture will be better, and that will lessen the lower back pain. It's all related.
Do people really do this?
Yeah, it's fairly common, and the surgeries go, the risk is minimal.
Well, what happens?
I brought a brochure over to show you. See, the surgeon makes an incision underneath the breast, around the nipple, and in a vertical line between the two. The excess breast tissue is then removed, and the nipple is then grafted back onto the breast in a higher position.
What sick Nazi man came up with this?
It sounds worse than it is.
Maybe it's something that you should think about.
It's crazy.
Well, you've tried everything else.
Well, how much do they take off?
Just enough to make sure you wouldn't need to see me anymore.
Well, I mean, what am I going to look like? I don't want the guy... What if he goes crazy? I mean, I don't want to end up looking like... You know,
hey, hey!
I didn't mean that. I just meant that, you know, I mean, these have been a big part of what I am my whole life, you
well,
know?
What?
Now we're talking about changing that.
Maybe you'll feel better.
I don't know. I think it's just a moot point anyway, because it's not like I could ever afford it.
You don't know that. How much does something like that cost?
Around $6,000.
Each?
No. You see, since you've had chronic problems, insurance would probably cover about 80% of it. Look, obviously you've got a lot of thinking to do, and if you want, I can recommend a wonderful specialist. Or you might want to get a second opinion.
Well, don't worry. I'm sure I will when I get home.
It's only one night in the hospital. That's a pro.
But it's the hospital, Con.
Yeah, but you're in one of those Art Linkletter beds. With color TV and room service. Pro.
But the food'll suck, Con.
It sucks here. You'll be away from the kids.
Yeah, but they'll want to visit.
Yeah, but you'll be all drugged up, so you just call them names and fall back asleep again.
Yeah, huge pro. Well, what about Dan, though?
Oh, Dan wants you to feel better.
I don't even know how to tell him about this.
Well, if you want, I'll think of some way to break it. Okay, fine. I won't say anything. I'll just pretend like nothing happened.
Well, nothing did happen, Jackie. I haven't even made up my mind yet.
No, Mark, the car never made this noise before. Well, it's kind of like a rattling noise. No, my father already fixed it. That's why I can't get it out of the driveway.
Car doesn't have to run for you to live in it, little girl.
Hey.
Hey.
How come you're just sitting there?
Waiting for dinner.
Did it ever occur to you to get off your butt and heat something up?
Oh, no. It was way too early to panic.
Well, where's DJ?
Oh, he got hungry and went over to Todd's.
God, if I didn't come home, y'all would starve to death.
Mom, will you have my new jeans?
Yes, I will, but can I please make dinner for you first? Please?
Oh, if you're making meatloaf, I'm just having salad.
Does anyone here care that this woman was just at the doctor's office and has something very important to discuss with you all?
Thank you, Jackie. It would have been stupid to wait for the right time.
What did he tell you?
Well, it's kind of funny, actually. Well, I went there to talk about my bag, and all he's just kept talking about is my boobs.
So what, do you want me to go down there and beat him up?
No, he said I should maybe think about getting a breast reduction.
What?
Well, you know, he said it'd maybe help my back if I got my boobs shortened up.
Are you gonna do it?
I haven't made up my mind yet.
See, the doctor says the reason that her back keeps going out is because of all the weight up front.
Well, how long would you have to be in the hospital?
The most she'd have to do is go in there the night before.
Yeah, but it'd take me a couple of weeks to get better, you know, so you guys would have to help out with the cooking and the house cleaning.
Yeah, but after that, then your mom would be feeling better and she could go back to doing all the chores again. You guys would be off the hook.
I want that to be the last thing you say.
Yeah, okay.
Mom, if it'll stop the back pain, I think you should have the operation. I mean, you'll feel better, you'll look great, you can go out and buy all these new clothes. Is everything a trip to the mall for you, Becky? Shut up, Darlene, it'll be good for her.
Well, I guess it is something she's always wanted.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you know you always wanted perky ones.
Hey, Darlene, you try walking around with your shoulders all hunched over and your back up in knots. Then we'll talk about why I'm really doing this.
So you are doing it?
Well?
Come on, girls. Let's go get a pizza.
Come on, Darlene.
Why are we leaving? This affects all of us.
Hey, Darlene, ever since you went on solid foods, they ceased to be any concern of yours.
Come on, Darlene.
Let's go.
We'll make a sandwich. You want a sandwich?
Well, I want you to talk to me about this.
It's your decision, honey, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I know, but I want you to tell me how you feel.
I don't know how I feel. I mean, I'm sitting here waiting for dinner, and you come in and say you're going to get your breast reduced. How am I supposed to feel? I mean, is this the only way? Have you tried everything else? Is it going to be surgery?
Why, what's bothering you about the surgery, Dan? Are you afraid of how I'm going to look?
No.
Well, then are you afraid of the money?
No, it's not the money.
Well, then what is it?
What was the first one again?
Well, I was worried about how I was going to look, too, you know, but then I saw these pictures of what you look like after, and I would just look normal.
Well, I don't want you looking normal. I like you the way you are. I should have said it was the money.
No, I asked you how you felt, and you told me.
So what, am I a big pig now because that's what was bothering me?
No, because that was bothering me, too.
You really think this is going to make you feel better?
Yeah, I really think I do.
Well, I have to deal with it.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to change or anything. I'm still going to be the same woman that you married. I'll just be in a lot less pain so I won't be grumpy and crabby and whiny all the time, you know? Okay, so I won't exactly be the same woman you married.
Come on in, Rose.
Is anybody in there hooked up to any tubes or machines or hoses?
No.
Oh, good. I guess I don't care for that. Hey, this ain't bad.
Yeah, I don't know. Hospital rooms give me the creeps.
Well, that's because every time we check out of one, we got a new kid.
Whoa, what's it smell? My nose is burning.
Oh, that's the clean, Dan.
No kidding.
Yeah, don't go getting used to it now.
Well, for your dining pleasure this evening, we are serving clear beef bouillon or chicken bouillon, which the chef informs me is also clear.
Is that it?
Well, if you still have room. Our dessert tray consists of a shimmering brick of green jello and the tray itself.
Dan, will you do me a favor? Go down the hall and drag that snack machine in here.
You're not supposed to eat before the surgery.
I was only going to lick the salt off the Fritos. You can eat them.
How long are your visiting hours?
I don't know. Stay and keep me company.
Okay. Sports Channel.
Dan, we've got a private room.
Good deal.
You want to fool around?
In the hospital?
Yeah, look at the bed goes up and down. You wouldn't have to do nothing.
I don't think so.
Are you okay with all of this?
What are you worried about me for? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Then me too.
Are you sure?
Honey, I'm with you all the way. I'm going to be here when they wheel you down there. I'm going to be here when it's over. And while it's happening, I'm going to be so far away and so liquored up.
Knock, knock. Am I interrupting?
No, it's okay.
No,
okay, come on in.
Surprise! Surprise! We're jolly good fellows. We're jolly good fellows. We're
Actually, it was for a kitty cat face, but I just took the ears off and doubled the recipe.
Boy, am I leaving. I'll be here first thing in the morning.
So will I.
No cake for her.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Dan.
He seems to be doing better.
Yeah, well, it'd be a lot easier if he was a leg man.
Oh, now, Roseanne, you know, Dan tells everybody that the first thing he knows about you is your eyes.
Well, men have to say that, Crystal.
That's the law.
But you know they're lying. All they think about are our chests.
At least every guy I ever went out with.
You know, I read an article that said that one reason why men are so obsessed with breath is that they represent security and nurturing and motherhood.
Oh, that's why they call them hooters.
Or as my fellow truckers like to say, bumpers, headlights, and the ever-flattering airbags.
Then there's your fruits and vegetables, right?
Yeah. Coconuts, mangoes.
Pineapples.
Sweet potatoes.
The entire melon family. And don't forget a nice pear.
You know what? They have the nerve to say that they love you for your brain, right?
Right, yeah. Which can't be true, because they've only got one word for brain.
If that was true, all those bars would be having wet hat contests. No.
We brought you a present, Roseanne.
Oh, goody, goody, let me see. Oh, give me it. Oh, boy. Oh! Yeah. Look at it. No underwire. Now I can go through the metal detector at the airport without setting it off.
All right, Mrs. Connor, we're about ready.
Did everybody wash their hands?
Yes, ma'am.
Who are you? You're not my doctor.
Dr. Foster. I'm your anesthesiologist.
Well, do you have any pull around here? Because I never did get my Jell-O.
Now, just count backwards from 100.
Okay, but if I wake up with a baby, I'm going to personally kick your ass.
Rosie.
Wake up, sleepyhead.
Dan?
Hi, honey. How do you feel?
How did everything go?
Oh, the operation went great. The surgeon said it was his best work ever.
I want to see.
Okay, there's a mirror over by the wall. Let me help you up.
Great, huh?
They were supposed to make him smile!
This is better.
Oh, my God!
Calm down, Mrs. Connor. Calm down. I've got your Jell-O right here.
What did you do to me? What happened?
You had a breast enlargement.
And a great one.
I was supposed to have a reduction. You made a mistake.
That's not true, Mrs. Connor. See, here's your release form right there. Here's your signature.
But my doctor told me what he was going to do. Where is he? I want to see my doctor. I want to see him now.
Right away. Doctor, we need you.
Yes? What's wrong? Not big enough?
Rosie.
Dan?
She's awake, Jax.
Roseanne, hi. How are you?
Oh, way to go, Doogie.
Well, now I just gotta work on this.
Stop it.
I'm not touching you.
I'm warning you, DJ, quit it.
I'm not touching you.
That's it.
Ow! Dad, I never touched her.
Well, it was hardly worth it then, was it, son?
How come you guys are still home so late? Becky, drive your brother and sister to school.
Yeah, Deej. Let's go for a little ride.
I'm taking the bus.
Oh, that's real smart. There's 70 kids waiting to beat him up on the bus. So, Mom, first day back to work?
That's right.
Gonna take the twins out for show and tell?
Go to school, darling.
All right, all right. By the way, you look nice.
How many times do I have to tell you, Darlene, I did this so I would feel better, not so I would look better?
God, take a pill.
So?
What?
How do I look?
Well, you know me, I'm a sucker for a woman in uniform.
Yeah, well, did you check out the name tag?
Yeah, it looks bigger.
Uniform's really, really big, you know, like a tent. You want to go camping, Dan?
No. Aren't you going to be late?
Well, I got like an hour.
Well, you keep saying you're sore.
Yeah, well, I just say that, you know, so the girls will keep doing all the crap work around here. But, you know, come on, Dan, you know, it's been like a while.
I know.
What's the matter?
I'm not sure this is the right time.
No, no, it's the perfect time. I haven't even made the bed yet.
I don't know, Roseanne. I feel kind of weird.
It's still me.
I'm nervous, honey.
Well, don't be. They're higher now.
John!
Hey, Tom.
Hey, great show.
Hey, thanks.
Good. Hey, listen, how'd that one scene go?
Which one's that?
You know, the one in the kitchen, it was like you and Rosie, and it was kind of a romantic deal.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No, no, I had a phone call in my dressing room, and I go in there to get it. It's so weird. And there's, like, no phone call, and then the door was jammed, and I couldn't even get out of there.
Oh, that is weird.
Yeah. So did you do it like I suggested?
Oh, yeah. I played it real nervous and everything, and then she breaks me down. In the end, we shake hands.
Cool.
Yeah. I think everybody agrees with you, Tom. A simple platonic gesture just says it all.
Cool.
Later.
Thanks. I love being a producer.